like Goats Graphics really isn't stepping it up right now. They need to do that to get back in this game.
Yeah, Goats is going to have to really step it up. They're starting to work a little bit, but sometimes it's just those defensemen on ice cutters are just so solid back there.
They're playing very, very well right now.
They really are. And here comes Bismack along the left side. He's got the puck. He's going to center it to Van Erp. Van Erp's shot gets blocked, though. But back to Bismack, I think that was. Yep. And boy, did he bury a nice wrister from the far left side.
What did he say? Put it in the top corner where mommy hides the peanut butter.
He had a beautiful pass. The puck ended up coming right back to him, and he ripped it. Bismack with a real nice goal.
Well, Chad, 4-0.
4-0. Second period, we're going to have to see something. Now it's going to take more than one lucky bounce for Goats to get back in this. It might take a couple. As they do win the faceoff, skating it in, but once again, there's an ice cutter defense there to get the puck out of the zone. Here comes Bismack, fresh off a goal scored. He's carrying it into the offensive zone behind the net. Goats gets it. Try through the zone. That one doesn't clear it as Schenk holds it in. Bismack with another rip, this time from the other side, but that's going to go wide of the net. Back into the neutral zone. Rapson is there to play it, pressured by McAlpin. Goats is offside. They're going to have to clear the zone, and they do. Moore with the puck for ice cutters. Goats having it, trying to get something going. They try to send it across. Held in by Bismack. Bismack having one heck of a shift right now, keeping that puck in there. They do clear the zone. And Bailey with the puck, but not for long as he's checked off of the puck. Bismack now with the puck again. He's checked off the puck. Getting a little bit more physical. Van Erp with the puck. Nobody really having it for long as everyone's just trying to clear it. It's going to hit the flag, and that's going to bring a whistle.
Old Glory waves, but not in the way that the national anthem would suggest. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Cruise at 102. Ice Cutters in control in the second period from the Huron County Ice Arena.
Agri Valley Communications would like to thank you for listening to the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament and supporting the youth of our community. Agri Valley Communications' family of local companies includes Pigeon Telephone, Thumb Cellular, Agri Valley Services, and the AVS Tech Team. Agri Valley Communications supports our youth hockey teams as well, in both Huron and Sanilac counties. Thumb Cellular sponsors two hockey teams and Agri Valley Services one hockey team throughout the season. As a family of locally owned and locally operated businesses, Agri Valley Communications is committed to giving back to the local community, where our employees and their families work, live, and play. So, as we support our local communities, we're asking you to consider supporting and utilizing Agri Valley's various services, such as Thumb Cellular for your cellular and mobile data needs, Agri Valley Services with the highest broadband speeds available in the Thumb at reasonable prices, and the AVS Tech Team helping you with all of your computer, technology, networking issues. Agri Valley Communications, your local company keeping you connected throughout the Thumb and beyond.
Back here at the Huron County Ice Arena, 1:59 left in the second period. It's all ice cutters. Chad and John on the call.
You said it. It is all ice cutters right now.
It doesn't seem to matter if they're short-handed, extra-handed, regular strength. They're the ones applying the pressure and getting the shots on goal right now. As after that face-off win, they keep it in the zone. Horetsky, a dribbler, stopped by Roland, but another shot on the goal nonetheless.
And make no mistake, Mitchell Rowland's playing a pretty damn good game right now. I mean, you lost count on shots, didn't you?
I have not kept count on shots.
I would think it's probably in that 30 to 35 range right now. He's actually playing a hell of a game. It's just 35 shots on net. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you just playing the percentages. He's got to give up a few, and they've been good shots, and almost another one there. As there was a real good scoring opportunity for the Ice Cutters. Jason Bailey sends it into the corner now as they get down in the Ice Cutter offensive zone, trying to get something to happen in the last 2 minutes of this period. Canole behind the net with Bailey. But it's right for Ice Cutters, who comes out with the puck. Pinched along the boards, and Landon Horetsky is going to clear the zone. Micah Gordon with the puck now, being chased by Ty Knobloch. Gordon carries the puck, sends it into the offensive zone, but it's brought back by Bailey. Bailey shoots from up top, and kind of a glove save by Kazefka. Rolled out the top, but he was wide of the net, so no harm, no foul.
Yeah, he stopped enough of it.
Right with the puck, trying to kick it up to Gordon. Bailey over there getting worked over along the sides right in front of his bench. Ice cutters with the puck. It's Horetsky trying for that third goal, going for that elusive hat trick. But Goats are going to have the puck now, and they're going to bring it out through the zone. Bailey at center ice drops it back to Knobloch, but Bailey's offside, and that's going to come back for a faceoff. And you look out there, and there were two Goats players, and there were still all five ice cutters between the puck and the net, and that's been the story.
Yeah, they played very organized hockey today. Very, very well coached by Coach Scott Wright.
Yep, he's doing a fantastic job, very disciplined. Geiger with the puck, trying to get off a shot, but just taken care of by that ice cutter defense. Bismack trying to get a handle on the puck. Now it's Tulaski for Goats. Kept in by Amon. Now it's Rapson with the puck for ice cutter. Still in their own zone, but kicked across and cleared.
And that's the end of the second period. It is 4-0, Ice Cutters over Goats Graphics. We're going to take a break here real quick and be back to the action in 1 minute on WLEW, the Sports
Hey, Network. Hockey fans, this is Jeremy Roth of East Huron Teevan Appliance and Bad Axe. We know hockey fans and players work hard on and off the ice and expect their appliances to do the same. That is why we sell tough American-made appliances like Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. With some of the industry's most rugged designs, these appliances are sure to last for the long haul. And for an extra peace of mind, right now you can add a 10-year major component warranty on any appliance for only $10. We're here making room for Maytag brand with power-packed laundry pairs. Select washer models offer an extra power button to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. Using the extra power button on select dryers extends cycle time and tumbling to help get thick fabrics, pockets, and seams drier the first time. Stop in today and ask how you can add more power to your laundry day with Maytag brand. That's East Huron Teevan Appliance at the east end of Bad Axe, or visit us at easthurontv.com.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
On County Ice Arena on Cruise 102. It is hockey over on AM 1340. It's Michigan State basketball. The Spartans up in the second half on Wisconsin 47-40. Back to the action with Chad and John.
All right, not quite as high scoring as the Michigan State game, but it is 4-0 right now with an ice cutter lead as we start the third period. Goats Graphics trying to get something going. They need a spark. They need anything right now as they try to skate into the zone, but that's going to be knocked out of the way by Ice Cutters. Hard shot by Tulaski, but that goes wide of the net. McAlpin keeping it in for Ice Cutters, but that's going to be handled by the defense of Ice Cutters.
Boy, if Tulaski looked up for a second, he had a lot of ice to go to the net with that.
Yes, he did. But he's a big guy that's got a pretty hard shot, so I think that might be where his comfort zone is. He can be kind of effective from there. That one's cleared out of the zone by the Goats as they're going to bring it back, send it in deep. Handled, though, once again by Ice Cutters. Ice Cutters trying to get it out. Intercepted! Nice little move. Not sure who that was. Looks like that was Sawyer. Intercepted the puck, tried a backhand, went wide of the net. Here come the Ice Cutters now. Bismack coming in, trying to get his second goal of the game. Held in by his teammates. Now it's being brought out by Goats. Tulaski once again, but that's going to get poked away, and Van Erp's going to take the puck and clear the zone. But back to the defense of Goats as they're going to move it forward, and then played by right of Ice Cutters. Ice Cutters sending it back, and we're just kind of sending that puck back and forth right now. exactly what the Ice Cutters want to do.
Yeah, I think they're just content